This is Tom Rowe with the WGXC News for Sunday, June 26th, 2016. You can go to the newsroom at WGXC.org for more information about anything you hear here. Tim Tulloch reports in the Altamont Enterprise that Westerloo is spending $60,000 on preparations to renovate its town hall, a former school the town purchased in 2010. In November, the town will have a referendum on the general election ballot to approve a bond issue to finance the project. In 2015, Westerloo approved a plan to renovate the town hall and build a new highway garage by issuing $2.5 million of bonds. Some residents challenged that project, petitioning for a permissive referendum, which was defeated. But some voters complained about the cost and lack of transparency. But the town garage was not mentioned by town board members at the recent town board meeting, even though it still needs repair. Councilman William Bechtman said he expects the cost of renovating town hall, quote, to be way less than $850,000, unquote. Read the full story in the Altamont Enterprise. Alana Medlock has this report.
Governor Andrew Cuomo announced June 24th that maple syrup production in New York increased by 18%, breaking last year's 70-year production record by more than 100,000 gallons. New York maple farmers produced more than 700,000 gallons of maple syrup in 2016, thanks to warmer-than-normal temperatures, extending the extraction season. The USDA's National Agricultural Statistics Service says New York's maple production made up about 16.8% of the national total. The number of taps in the state rose to more than 2.5 million in 2016, the highest number of taps since 1947. Bernie Sanders gave a speech in Albany, New York, June 24th, called Where We Go From Here. These are excerpts from the Sanders campaign.
Here's the simple truth, that in America we have millions and millions of working people who are working hard but are not making enough money to put bread on the table or to take care of their kids, and that has got to end.
Today, all over America, you got mom working, you got dad working, occasionally you have the kids working, and we still don't have enough money to pay the bills. Something is fundamentally wrong about that. The problems we face did not come down from the heavens. They are made by bad human decisions. And good human decisions can change them. It is time that the United States of America join the rest of the industrialized world and guarantee health care to all people as a right, not a privilege. Given the incredible wealth and income inequality in America today, we need fair elections, which means public funding of elections. My Republican friends just decided to put another $38 billion into the military. Maybe we can cut military spending a little bit and put it into education. 100 years ago, women didn't even have the right to vote. Change takes place because people struggle. Within the next month, I will introduce legislation that will make every public college and public university tuition free. I am in this business because I have 4 beautiful kids and I have 7 beautiful grandchildren. And like you, I want to make sure that the world that we leave them is a beautiful world where people can live full and dignified lives. I don't want to see a world where people are struggling and stepping all over each other. And we can do it. We can provide health care to all of our people. We can create decent paying jobs. We can reverse climate change and transform our energy system. We can raise wages. We can make sure that every person in this country gets the education they need and desire. This is not some type of utopian dream. It can happen. It really can. But it will not happen unless we stand up and fight back for not only ourselves, but for our kids and future generations. Let's do it.
Greene County, most of Columbia County, and the rest of the WGXC listening area are now considered, quote, abnormally dry. The U.S. Drought Monitor released the latest map with conditions June 21st. This weekend, those conditions will only worsen, with a dry forecast and rain only possible on Monday or Tuesday. Albany's WNYT-TV reports that Hoosick Falls police are warning area residents of a scam. Police say someone is calling local residents requesting donations, supposedly to help Hoosick Falls residents who are struggling with a poisoned water system. Police say there is not any legitimate organization they know of requesting donations. Hoosick Falls Village Police urge anyone getting such a call to report it to 518-686-7999. Read the full story at WNYT Albany's website. This has been the WGXC News Update.
Kate Seckinger in the Daily Mail reports that West Main Street in Catskill will be closed from Route 9W onward beginning at 7 a.m. June 27th and June 28th. Mike McGrath, the highway superintendent with the Village of Catskill, said the Village Department of Public Works will be digging a culvert pipe. Quote, if you look at 9W on West Main Street and you're going toward Cotterskill Avenue, that's where it will be closed, starting at 707 West Main Street, unquote, McGrath said. Quote, instead of taking West Main Street, people will have to go around a different way. I'm hoping we'll be able to get the road back open, at least one-way traffic by Wednesday, unquote. Read the full story in the Daily Mail. Public News Service has this report.
The 4-4 tie vote allows an appeals court decision to stand, blocking President Obama's executive actions on immigration. The president's deferred action plan offered temporary protection to families with mixed immigration status and immigrants who arrived as children. Tanu Yakupitiage with the New York Immigration Coalition says the decision affects about 250,000 immigrants in New York.
People in our communities are feeling really upset, really saddened. This really impacts a lot of people, a lot of mixed status families, a lot of U.S. citizen children who want their parents to be able to stay with them.
A federal court of appeals ruled that the president's actions exceeded his legal authority. I'm Andrea Sears reporting.
National Weather Service in Albany predicts overnight a low around 59. Sunday should be mostly sunny with a high near 85 and a low around 59. Monday there is a 30% chance of rain during the day with a high near 82 and a 30% chance of rain overnight Monday, mainly after 2 a.m. with a low around 63. Tuesday there's a 50% chance of rain with a high near 78. You're listening to WGXC 90.7 FM Acra.